From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo wants 2023 state budget deficit below 3% of GDP. Indonesia trying to bolster global synergy through G20 presidency. I'm Rahmawati. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has directed his aides to maintain the 2023 state budget or APBN deficit below 3% of the gross domestic product or GDP. This was pointed out by Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati at a press conference at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, as quoted by Antara. She further said the president issued the directive while chairing a plenary cabinet meeting regarding the financial note and the 2023 state budget plan. She informed that President Jokowi wants the state budget deficit to be below 3% and its sustainability must be maintained. Next, we have Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, who has emphasized that Indonesia is striving to strengthen synergies in the global industrial, trade, and investment sectors through its G20 presidency. Indonesia seeks to bring the G20 to be able to pave the way for the World Trade Organization to remain relevant in discussing the trade and economic impacts of the current global situation. This was conveyed by Minister Airlangga Hartarto in his virtual keynote speech at the 7th Global Conference on Business Management and Entrepreneurship on Monday, as quoted by Antara. The 2022 National Child Immunization Month is being implemented to boost basic immunization coverage among children, which has been hindered due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This was conveyed by spokesperson for the Health Ministry, Muhammad Syahril, at a virtual event entitled Health Broadcast on Monday, as reported by Antara. He noted that the pandemic has greatly reduced the coverage of basic immunization among children across Indonesia by delaying the government's immunization efforts due to physical distancing protocols. Therefore, the implementation of the 2022 National Child Immunization Month is expected to increase the basic immunization coverage among children. The last national news comes from Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, who launched the premier production of Indonesian-made Wuling Air EV to support the development of battery-based electric vehicles and expedite the net zero emissions target achievement. It is expected that Indonesian citizens can utilize battery vehicles or electric vehicles that have an affordable price. This was affirmed by Minister Airlangga Hartarto in an official statement issued on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He also explained that the existence of this EV is expected to realize net zero emissions, and when more cities use EV, the level of environmental pollution will continue to decline. Now we continue with the international news. A measure of Australian business confidence rebounded in July as sales and profits held up surprisingly well in the face of rising interest rates and high inflation, though firms also reported record costs amid supply constraints. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Tuesday survey from National Australia Bank Limited showed its index of business conditions climbed 6 points to plus 20 in July, well above its long-run average. Next, we have Taiwan's military began a live-fire artillery drill Tuesday, simulating the defense of the island against an attack after days of massive Chinese military exercises. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Lo Wojie, spokesman for Taiwan's 8th Army Corps, confirmed the drills had started in the southern county of Pingtung shortly after 0040 GMT or 8:40 a.m. Singapore time, with the firing of target flares and artillery. The last news comes from Russia, that has told the U.S. it has temporarily suspended on-site inspection of its strategic nuclear weapons under an arms control treaty known as New START. As reported by BBC.com, the Russian Foreign Ministry said the U.S. was seeking advantages and has deprived Russia of the right to carry out inspections on U.S. territory. It said U.S. sanctions imposed on Russia over Ukraine had changed conditions between the countries. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Indonesian Economy Reaches Pre-COVID Level. There is good news delivered by Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati. She stated that the Indonesian economy had returned to the level before the COVID-19 pandemic spread or pre-COVID, calculated in terms of its gross domestic products or GDP. This was conveyed in a press statement after the plenary cabinet meeting on the financial note and the 2023 State Budget Plan APBN, which was chaired directly by President Joko Widodo on Monday, 8 August. The latest data from the Central Statistics Agency or BPS states that the Indonesian economy based on GDP in the second quarter of 2022 reached 4,919.9 trillion rupiah, or grew by 5.44% compared to the same period last year. Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati acknowledged that the 5.44% economic growth in the second quarter of 2022 was an impressive achievement that exceeded the government's optimistic forecast. Compared to many other countries experiencing financial crises, Indonesia is one of the lucky ones because it continues to experience economic growth amid the challenges of the global crisis. This achievement shows the successful management of the state by the government. Hopefully, this success will not make the government careless or overconfident, because the world economy is still in crisis. The COVID-19 pandemic is not fully under control yet. The Russian-Ukrainian war still threatens the food supply chain, and natural disasters such as droughts and floods in some parts of the earth continue to erode the remaining resources. As an open country, Indonesia will certainly be affected by the dynamics of the world. Vigilance is very necessary so that Indonesia is ready to face the ongoing deteriorating condition of the world economy. Thus, the impact doesn't make the people suffer very much. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
We begin today in history with August 9, 1945, when the second atomic bomb dropped by U.S. in Nagasaki, Japan. 3 days after dropping an atomic bomb to Hiroshima, the U.S. troops dropped another in Nagasaki on August 9, 1945. In a flash, the seaport city was devastated and 80,000 people lost their lives. The radiation from the explosion also kept adding casualties. America dropped the bomb to defeat Japan totally and to show their power in the world. 6 days after the bombing in Nagasaki on August 15, Japan surrendered unconditionally to the Allies and signed a formal surrender on September 2, which officially ended the Pacific War and World War II. Moving on to August 9, 1965, when Singapore was founded. In 1963, the Federation of Malaysia with Singapore as part of it. However, the state government of Singapore and Malaysia were always conflicting in various political and economic issues. Therefore, on August 7, 1965, the Malaysian Prime Minister at that time agreed to amend the constitution that separated Singapore from the Malaysian Federation. This gave Singapore independence even without their own will. Therefore, August 9, 1965, Singapore was officially became a sovereign country. We end today in history on August 9, 1974, when U.S. President Richard Nixon resigned. Nixon resigned as the U.S. president after being involved in a political scandal, the tapping attempt against their political opponent known as Watergate scandal. Nixon resigned on August 9, 1974 and was replaced by his vice president Gerald Ford. Nixon became the only U.S. president to resign. VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang. Keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu. Bekerja bersama hati, kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru. Berkarya bersama hati. Ekoku merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman. Bergeraklah dari zona nyaman. Seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru. Berkarya bersama hati.
Dia yang tak bisa.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi reminded that non-traditional threats such as the energy crisis and food crisis must receive attention amid security challenges. She explained it at the Asian Regional Forum ARF meeting in Phnom Penh, Cambodia on Friday. She said that the reason is that the issues related to food and energy are closely related to the interest of the people. Citing the official website of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Asian Regional Forum meeting was the last meeting in a series of Asian ministerial meeting and post-ministerial conference meetings. Minister Retno Marsudi started her statement with three questions. First, can conflicts that occur in other regions occur in the Asian region? Minister Retno Marsudi conveyed the possibility that this could happen. Second, will current tensions in different parts of the world escalate and worsen? She said that the possibility exists. Third, with this situation, what should the world do? In this regard, Minister Retno Marsudi offered three suggestions. First point is to keep strengthening dialogue and collaboration paradigm. Second one is to continue to strengthen respect for the international law. And third point, in addition to facing traditional challenges related to security, the world must not forget about non-traditional challenges. According to Minister Retno Marsudi, it is important to continue to overcome these challenges through cooperation because it directly concerns the interests of the people. Meanwhile, the Asian foreign ministers emphasized the urgency of the regional forum to remain a forum that plays a major role in increasing mutual understanding, mutual trust, and transparency in the region. The meeting has also adopted several documents, including the Asian Regional Forum Statement to promote peace, stability, and prosperity in the region through preventive measures. In this document, Indonesia succeeded for the first time in making reference to the Asian outlook on Indo-Pacific in the forum. The statement recognizes the importance of the principles and objective of the Asian outlook on Indo-Pacific in the Asian Regional Forum. Indonesia will continue to build and raise awareness of partners regarding the importance of the Asian outlook on Indo-Pacific, including in advancing real cooperation at the Asian Regional Forum based on priority areas of the Asian outlook on Indo-Pacific.
Coba tuh berbicara tentang isyarat cinta. Ku mengerti ini sulit untukmu dan ku tahu aku bahkan takkan pernah bisa untuk katakan cinta. Sadarkah bila aku
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hi, VOA listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to Belitar Seberang Tourism Village in Rejang Lebong Regency, Bengkulu, Sumatra Island. Belitar Seberang Tourism Village managed to enter the top 50 best tourism villages in the Indonesia Tourism Village Award 2022. This award is a competition initiated by the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. On August 2nd, Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno visited the Belitar Seberang Tourism Village, Sindang Keling District, Rejang Lebong, Bengkulu. Minister Sandiaga Uno expressed his appreciation and said the tourism village is one of the leading destinations with its beautiful nature as one of the main attractions. This tourism location is about 40 kilometers from Curup City, the capital city of Rejang Lebong, or about 5 kilometers from the Curup Lubuk Linggau Crossroad, Bengkulu. Belitar Seberang Tourism Village itself offers natural tourism, artificial tourism, and unique cultural tourism, and is supported by complete supporting facilities. The main tourism attraction is waterfall called Trisakti Waterfall and Puspadewi Waterfall. Trisakti Waterfall has cold water, while Puspadewi Waterfall is hot. These two streams of water will meet and merge at one point. This waterfall phenomenon is the only one in Indonesia. Not only that, around Trisakti Waterfall, there are also four other waterfalls with a height of about 40 meters to 86 meters, as well as a cave or swallow's nest and a bat cave. You can enjoy three natural attractions at once in one place. Belitar Seberang Village has a cool climate. Various agricultural and plantation crops can be found in the village. It is dominated by sugar palm plants, which can be found in every corner of the village area. People's coffee plantations of the Robusta type can also be found in the hills of the village. Visiting Belitar Seberang Village, you can also take an educational tour of sap processing. You can learn to process sap water from tapping to brown sugar. There is also a kuda lumping cultural tour and, what should not be missed, a culinary tour of eating balendu or tree caterpillars. This extreme food can be enjoyed alive or fried as a side dish. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sudah di kepala dua, harus mulai dari mana? Ambisiku berkecolak, antusias tak karuan, banyak mimpi-mimpi yang kan ku kejar. Lika-liku perjalanan, ku terjebak sendirian. Tumbuh dari kebaikan, bangkit dari kesalahan, berusaha pendamkan kenyataan bahwa takut tambah dewasa, takut aku kecewa,
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is mengunjungi tempat wisata. mengunjungi tempat wisata or visiting tourist objects. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation related to today's topic entitled Makananku Pedas. Makananku Pedas, which means my food is spicy. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Ketut, Dev's travel companion who works as a tour guide in Yogyakarta. Dev tells him about the food he orders using the possessive pronoun. Let's listen to their conversation.
Ini bakso siapa?
Oh, itu bakso pesananku.
After listening to the conversation, following is the vocabulary related to today's material, makananku pedas. Makananku pedas, which means my food is spicy. I'll say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Itu. Itu, which means that. Bakso, bakso, which means meatball. Pesananku, pesananku, which means my order. Itu bakso pesananku, which means that's my order of meatballs. In the conversation, you heard the phrase itu bakso pesananku. Itu bakso pesananku, which means that's my order of meatballs. In that sentence, the word pesananku, pesananku, which means my order, is the short form of the first person singular aku, aku, which means I or my. In that sentence, ku, ku, which means my, explains that the order belongs to Dev. To express ownership of something, you can use a noun followed by ku, ku, which means my. For example, pesananku, pesananku, which means my order. Other examples. In addition to the possessive pronoun belonging to the first person singular aku, aku, which means I, and the short form ku, ku, which means my, there is a possessive pronoun for the second person singular, kamu, kamu, which means you, and the short form mu, mu, which means your. Let's listen to the possessive pronoun for the second person singular. Kamu, kamu, which means you. Makanan kamu pedas. Makanan kamu pedas, which means your food is spicy. Mu, mu, which means your. Minumanmu manis sekali. Minumanmu manis sekali, which means your drink is very sweet. Beside aku, which means I, there is another singular first person pronoun, saya, saya, which means I. To express belonging to the first person in all situations, both formal and informal, you can use the pronoun saya, saya, which means I. For example, makanan saya pedas, makanan saya pedas, which means my food is spicy. For your information, spicy here, it means hot spicy. I mean, it's not full of spices, but mostly because of chili. Before ending today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Ini bakso siapa?
Oh, itu bakso pesananku.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Mengunjungi Tempat Wisata. Mengunjungi tempat wisata or visiting tourist object, and a conversation entitled Makananku Pedas. Makananku Pedas, which means my food is spicy. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Kembali terjadi, kau mainkan hati untuk kesekian kali. Kau ingkar akan janji, kau ubah segala cerita yang ada, terbayang di asa yang kau bilang selamat. Tak akan ada lagi percaya, hilang sudah rasa di dada. Bila nanti ku pergi, jangan kau minta ku kembali, karena ku tak ingin terluka lagi. Cinta tak seperti dulu, yang tersisa hal yang lebih luhur, dan kini ku sudah tak lagi rindu. Pergilah kau jauh, karena ku tak lagi rindu. Dalam dirinya yang tak kumiliki, hingga tega ingkari. Tak akan ada lagi percaya, hilang sudah rasa di dada. Bila nanti ku pergi, jangan kau minta ku kembali, karena ku tak ingin
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Chris by Wahyu. The song Chris was composed by Apok. This song tells about the Chris, which is described as a Malay heirloom from ancient times. Chris is stuck in the ways of the kings and as a weapon on the battlefield. Until now, Chris is still attached to every Riau Malay clothing. Through this song, it is hoped that Chris will be better known and Riau Malay cultural heritage will be maintained so that it will not be lost to time. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Chris by Sharifah Wahyu. Enjoy the song!
Simpan ke anak cucu
budaya kita jaga dan kita lestarikan, jangan sampai hilang terbawa arus zaman. Warisan budaya kita jaga dan kita lestarikan, jangan sampai hilang terbawa arus zaman. Jampi tujuh kilo membengkok sampai ke ulu, mencerminkan marwah budaya sejarah hingga kini tersimpan ke anak cucu. Tuah bijak tersimpan cerita adat, termasyur sang keris perisai diri, melambangkan perkasa pahlawan negeri. Genggam di simpan di hati, budaya kita jaga dan kita lestarikan, jangan sampai hilang terbawa arus zaman. Warisan budaya kita jaga dan kita lestarikan, jangan sampai hilang terbawa arus zaman.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voinindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.